are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So when we are seriously being honest with ourselves, ne? Prayer can sometimes feel like a challenge. It can be challenging, whether it's a doubt about God's ability to answer our prayers or confusion, you know, on how to pray. Many of us encounter a moment of uncertainty, you know, during prayer. So, but overcoming doubt in prayer is key to growing in faith. How do we pray effectively now when doubt creeps in? And how do we trust that God hears us, even when we don't have all the answers? We are joined once again by my Elder Jonathan Yamba, as we're going to be exploring, you know, how can we overcome these obstacles in our prayer life. Dala Murubwanj.
Niribwino Murubwanj.
Teribwino. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us once again.
Always a pleasure.
Indeed. I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Eternal loving God in heaven, we humble ourselves before you this morning once again for the privilege and blessing that you've given us, the blessing of life. Thank you that in our different interactions, Lord, you have been able to connect us to this opportunity that we can share what we understand and love you all. In this particular case, we're discussing the matters to do with prayer. And today's topic is about overcoming our doubts. So I pray and plead that as we go through our discussion, you lead us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen and amen. This one, I love it. I remember some years back, I think this year I didn't hear anyone referencing to this, but I think it's myself who would reference this. You know, where we say that the prayers are hitting the ceiling, you know, so they're not going past the house. Past the building to go into God, but they're just hitting the ceiling, you know, like sound waves there. But anyway, so looking at issues of doubt, how does it sometimes, you know, arise during prayers, and then we feel like our prayers are just hitting the ceiling, you know, and how can we recognize them, you know, without letting that doubt hinder us?
Well, it's a very important question, because when you talk about doubt, you remember even the Bible. I think it must be Jude chapter 1, verse 22, where it says, Lord, have mercy on those who doubt. The disciples themselves spoke about how they needed healing. So doubt arises as a result of different situations. You may be praying about something, maybe for a long time, and you are not seeing the day, you know, breaking.
Yeah.
So you begin to ask yourself questions. Remember that question, who sinned? Is it the Father or this man?
Ooh, we are losing you there a bit, Elder.
Several aspects.
Yeah.
Majorly, the devil.
Sorry, Elder, we are missing you. We were losing you there a bit. I think today the network is a bit of a challenge.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me position myself properly.
All right.
I was just saying that majorly, the devil is at the heart and at the center of planting doubt so that we lose trust in God. Losing, because when you're doubting, it means that you are questioning. Now, there are two you can question. You can either question God or you question yourself. So doubt can come as a result of the devil planting in you a thought that perhaps there is something you have done that God has not forgiven you. No wonder he can't hear your prayers. Your prayers are not, they are not going beyond the ceiling, as you put it. And on the other aspect, the devil can make you feel like whatever you pray, you know, like the way Elijah was teasing the 400 prophets of Baal. Maybe your God has taken a trip. Maybe your God is asleep. So sometimes you find it then changes our prayer disposition. You find people now beginning to think maybe when we shout, maybe when we do certain things, God will hear. But all in all, I think doubt is something that we need to take to God so that he can heal it. It's a lack of trust in God or losing of trust in God or becoming impatient. And with when we face it as it is, we can ask God to strengthen our faith. Sometimes God strengthens our faith by the very problems. He will make the problems intensify and will stay in those problems a little longer.
So looking at, you know, how can we remind ourselves, you know, of God's faithfulness to increase our confidence in prayer? Because, you know, there is that prayer that we last prayed in 1996, ne? And God has not answered us. But now we are expected to pray again today, ask for something. But how do we increase that confidence, saying that, you know, because it's not yet answered, it doesn't mean that it's not going to answer at all. How do we do that?
Yeah, so when you talk about, for example, in the legal fraternity, you always base a decision for a decision today on precedent.
Yes.
So you look at what has been done in the past, and you are going to say, on account of what was done, then we can confidently make this decision. I read somewhere from a wise a spiritual writer. She says that we have nothing to fear for the future except that we forget how the Lord has led us in the past. So it means that when in that moment of doubt, we sit down and recount the faithfulness of God in the past. And on that basis, we begin to see how that the Lord will come through again for us. It can also be by listening to accounts of other people who may have gone through similar situations as us or different situations, but the subject still remains of trusting in God. It can also be through reading the Word of God. I know that doubt sometimes also springs to the fact that you even doubt and question whether what is written in the Bible is true and is relevant for you today. So, really, that's why, again, we need the prayers of our friends. Remember when Job's friends heard of what Job was going through, they said probably our friend has sinned against God. They doubted him and did. But then the beauty of that story is that when they saw Job, when they saw the loss Job encountered economically, when they saw the loss he had made physically, losing of children, the Bible says for 7 days, they just were quiet. They never said anything. They mourned with their friend. To me, it sounds like you can get in encouragement and you can draw strength even from your friends who are praying for you in the moment of doubt. So sometimes, honestly speaking, there are problems that can make you feel, is the Lord not listening to me? What is it that I have not done? There are people who are unemployed, well qualified, very strong CV, but they have prayed and prayed and prayed, and the Lord is not even raising his aerial finger. And they have gone ahead to pray prayers that you can tell to say, I think the strength is winding down. But probably if I can stretch my thought a little.
Yeah.
Recently I was reading a story of Ezra in chapter 8, verse 22 and 21. Ezra is returning. This is the second return with the children of Israel that had been in Babylon captivity. But quickly, Ezra, there, I learned something. In verse 22, the Bible says, I was ashamed. He says, I was ashamed to go back to the king and ask for the armies, because before I had promised him that the hand of the Lord would be with us. Now, a quick thought there is that when Ezra was returning, the king provided resources. He asked him, can I give you the soldiers? Ezra said, no, the hand of the Lord will escort us. But now when they go to a dangerous point, Ezra begins to think, it is dangerous here. Will the Lord be still with us? Can I go back to the king and ask for protection? Then in verse 22, he says, I was what? Ashamed to go back to the king, because I had assured him that the Lord will be with us. So in moments of doubt, I pray that the Lord will put a mechanism in us of shame to feel that, but then I promised that I'm going to live by this. Why am I now desiring to do what? To go back on my way.
Yeah.
So I pray that we will be able to overcome. And there's a lot of my mechanism within which the Lord can speak to us so that we are reminded of his goodness in the past. And on that basis, we can look forward to the blessings that can come in trusting in community.
Sure. Yeah, I love that. So looking at, you know, all of these things, you know, with doubt, you know, whenever we're praying and in our prayer life, how can we now pray boldly to God? Because I think there's a scripture that says that come into my throne, come with boldness to my throne. That's what God says, right? How can we do that while still trusting God's timing and will? You know, here we are trusting God that it's going to happen. But 1996, how many years now, you know, he still has not answered that prayer, but I have to go to him with boldness all the time. How do we do that?
I wish I had enough time, but I will tell you that I'll tell you that unfortunately God does not give us guarantees. He doesn't show us evidence. That is why we can't please God without faith.
Mm.
We have to trust him even when it doesn't make sense. Do you remember the story of Jairus with his daughter who was sick? That story, quickly, if you summarize it, it is God healing the doubt. Because when Jairus comes beating all the other odds, he comes and he meets Jesus. He said, let's go, my daughter is sick for 12 years. As they start going, they meet a lady along the way who was sick for 12 years. She stops him and she touches him. And Jesus is asking, who touched me? Jairus says, Lord, we are rushing home. My daughter is about to die.
Mm.
He is busy asking, who touched me? Who touched me?
Hey.
By the time the lady is finishing her testimony, someone whispers and says, don't bother him. The child has died.
Mm.
Now, when Jesus hears that Jairus has heard, he realizes Jairus' faith is now winding down. Then Jesus says, Jairus, believe. But when you look at the root word, Jesus is telling Jairus, the same faith you had when you came to see me, keep holding on to that faith.
Yeah.
I think that is where our overcoming is. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. You can fast and pray for your loved one and they die. And you ask yourself a question, is it worth it? You can pray for marriage and you do whatever it takes. You are faithful, you do whatever it takes and it doesn't make sense. But in that moment, Jesus says, keep believing in me. What to do with doubt? The only simple formula is, even if it doesn't make sense, just keep believing. Remember Peter says, nevertheless, Lord, we have been in the sea the whole night and we have not caught any fish. Nevertheless, because it is you who has said, I'll do it. So really, this aspect is not something that is easy. It's easy said than done. It's individualistic. You need to just step out in faith and say, my daughter is dying. My daughter, I have prayed and fasted. Nothing has happened. I will just trust in the Lord. And so I'll keep praying. I'll keep growing. Lord, heal my unbelief. I doubted you. I have doubted you. But please take me and grow me. So I think for me, this one, speaking from experiential knowledge, there are things that can make you want to say, how? The heaven is so far, earth is to swallow you. So you just remain and you say, have thine own way, Lord. Just carry me. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Prayer, I have ever reached a point where your voice in prayer can't come out.
Hey.
Your tears will just roll down. You are defeated. No one to help you. It seems like you are alone. Sometimes you will be in public where there are a lot of people, but you are still lonely. And I think it is at that time when the Bible says the Lord is closest to those who are broken. And I think he is worth trusting, because when he comes through, he really shows up.
Yeah.
He shows up and he shows off, and you actually, your faith will be strengthened. So it's possible in our Christian lives, we'll go through these moments. But I think that we need to remember, when I started off, I trusted in God. He's still the same God on the mountain and even in the valley. But it's something that is so personal. And I pray God will help us when we are caught up in such a situation so that we don't give up.
You know, Mfundis, yesterday, you know, when we were speaking about, I said Mfundis eld. Speaking about...
You have always accused me of that type.
You know. I don't know. I don't know.
It is well.
You know, when we were speaking about intercessory prayers yesterday, you know, you highlighted the issues that sometimes, like when we're speaking now, you know, the previous point you just made now, that sometimes we can't even pray. You know, that's where now the intercessory prayers come through, where people are praying for us without us even knowing, you know. So looking at the issue of community, you know, how the community support, what role does it play in terms of helping us, you know, stay committed to prayer despite our doubts? Because sometimes I'm thinking that maybe sometimes I would be able to send to my support system, community support system, saying, hey, guys, it's bad, you know, and then they would take it up upon themselves to pray without me even saying, please pray for me, you know, because they understand we're all in each other's lives and we understand what's going on. Because sometimes it does get difficult to a point that we can't even text and say, can you please pray for me?
Yes, you are right. You see, what doubt does is it makes you unsteady. And sometimes doubt comes, even you can just listen to a preacher or somebody, they tell you something and that makes you doubt. Mm. So you may want to bounce it off with another person.
Mm.
You remember the devil told Eve, did he really say this? So, you know, when you have an accountability circle, the church, like the church where I am, Chinama, from the 10 days of prayer, we took it up. It became a program for the whole year. Every 04, we are meeting as a church in a Zoom program. And we, after communal prayers and testimonies and all, the part of the program is to go in prayer rooms. Mm. So you are then able to pray as a team. Okay. But like you have said, sometimes you doubt will hit you so much that you will not even belong to that kind of an accountability circle. But yes, if we are to talk about the role that the community will play, or a body of believers will play in your life, is always to remember that two are better than one.
Mm.
It's always to remember that the Lord has told us that we are sharpened. Iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
You always need to find like-minded brothers and sisters, because chances are high that you will not all be down at the same time.
Mm.
You can all be youths in church, but there are some people that you are like-minded in terms of their fear for the Lord, in terms of their love for mission, in terms of their love for prayer. If you are all single, you are 20 in church.
Yeah.
10 of you or 3 of you could have similar traits. You are looking for the same experiences, or you have gone through the same heartbreaks. You can say, guys, let us just take our prayers to the Lord. When one of you is having a heartache, you will all cry together in tears, but the others will be like, you know what?
Mm.
It will be better. Let's keep moving. So as you strengthen each other, you are protecting and taking care of each other. That is the only way we can actually survive. So some doubts, we can take them away. Because remember, James 1 verse 6 says, but if you ask and you believe and not doubt, you will receive. Because doubt is like a wave of the sea, and you'll be blown off by the wind. So God warns us against the doubt and allowing it to happen. If I can cast away my doubt by belonging to a group, I have two good friends who, even when I question myself, I'm going to call them and I'm going to tell them I am down. Can you imagine? I'm not sure how this is going to go through.
Yep.
The Lord has shown me this, but please pray with me. They will understand. They will not mock me and they'll say, how about you? You are an elder. You are a preacher. How would you doubt the Lord who has been so faithful? They will say, our friend is down. That's why that song says, I need the prayers of those I love. They will carry me on the wings of faith when my faith is down. So somehow I would encourage someone out there that find someone you can trust. If it's especially like-minded people, that you have same similar values and you can hold each other's hands. If it's in the youth group, join people that can help you in prayer, because a community of believers is stronger than any particular individual.
I love that. So, Mpundisi, elder. If you have, you know, scriptures that you can give us that our listeners can jot down, we can also jot down, you know, that can help us or encourage us when we are encouraging doubt during our prayers. Because sometimes we take things to God, I'm like, ish, you know, this one. So if you do have scriptures that, you know, that we can jot down, and if it happens, we are able to rethink, I was once told to read this scripture so that, you know, I can pray better.
James 1 verse 6 is one of them. Mm-hmm. I love it when I'm dealing with the issue of doubt.
Yeah.
And I think that also Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, mm-hmm. here God is asking us that if we have faith as little as a mustard seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you know, James chapter 2 verse 14, I think going all the way down, Galatians also talking about the fruit of the Spirit, but also texts like Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, that God is going to be with us. There is also a text, I think it must be First John, yes, where God says, the Bible there, John says, this is the confidence that we have, that when we ask for anything, he will answer us. So the confidence we have is that whatever we ask, he will answer us. So I think off my head, a few of those Bible texts on doubt, yes, that we could pick up. And yes. Matthew, I think, is one of them. Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, which talks to us about Peter doubting. And also Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 tells us to believe without doubting. And also Jude 1 verse 22, like I or earlier alluded to it,
yes.
God will have mercy on those who doubt. And I've also spoken to Matthew 21 verse 21, that when we have faith, we can move mountains. And 1 John 3 verse 22, we can also rest on that one. And yes, knowing that God is just going to be with us and he will answer our prayers every time.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. You know, thank you so much, Elder. I believe that our listeners, I also jotted some. I believe that they also jotted them. So thank you so much. Before we close, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer for those, you know, who are dealing with doubt, whom doubt has really, really, really crept in, and they don't have that confidence in God anymore. So if you can please offer that prayer.
Let us pray. Our God and our eternal loving Father, we want to thank you, dear Heavenly Lord, because as your little children, you have time without number, desired that we may know you. Because when we know you, no matter what happens, we will have confidence. Like 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 says, that the confidence we have in you, in fact, there the Bible says, this is the confidence we have that towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will answer us. But there are times, Heavenly Father, when we have prayed in sincerity, things have not happened. Sometimes, Lord, it is so, so draining to fast and pray. I remember praying and fasting for my auntie every day, and I had been reading to her, assuring her that you will come through. I remember quoting to her the writings that you have more than 1,000 ways to answer our prayers. But, oh Lord, alas, not even 1,000 ways worked. When she knew she was almost dying, I remember going to pray for her. I will never forget that, Lord. Because one day when I see you face to face, I want you to explain to me. I prayed and I was crying. She uncovered herself and she told me, my son, why has your God been lying to me? That day, I felt you let me down. There are many people, Lord, who have felt you have let them down. But I thank you, because later on, when my uncle gave his life to God, because he realized he disappointed his wife. I understood better that sometimes we lose in order for heaven to gain. So, Lord, I want to pray for someone. I don't know what has their experience is that has caused them to doubt you so much. Father, I thank you because in the time of our doubt, you understood our cry. You never attend and punished us because we doubted, because we spoke and questioned you, but you were patient and you came through. And when you came through, it's been joy. I can now testify that it is true when the Bible says a fool says there is no God. I am so sorry for all the times I doubted you. I pray for someone this morning that, Lord, their doubt, no one can explain, but you alone draw close to them. They are broken. They need you. Explain yourself to them so much so that out of the valley, out of their brokenness, like you said, they can scoop honey out of a lion that is dead, out of the dead carcass. I plead and pray that someone hearing us, oh God, will have their broken hearts healed, that those cords that were broken will vibrate once more, that you will revive them, that they will trust again, that they will say, let me try again. Father, we thank you for this program. We thank you that you are ever caring for us and reminding us and loving us immensely. You will never let go of us. You love us to an extent where even when we are in doubt, you are patient with us. Thank you for this. We ask and pray that, Lord, walk with us, heal us, provide for us, that, Lord, we may continue to love you and our faith may continue to grow from strength to strength. This is our earnest plea in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Elder, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And,
good day.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.